Electric forklifts zip around the 300,000 square foot warehouse, moving everything from pallets of bulk rice and flour to chocolate and seafood. Assistant warehouse manager Aaron White tells us how it works.
They have tickets they pick, the machine tells them where to go, they scan the slot, it tells them how many of what kind, they have to count it, but they verify what they're actually sending the customer, put it in pallet form, hand wrap it or machine wrap it, and then everything is to assign to a certain load. Every load has a due out, and then those get loaded up onto a trailer.
Dot Foods is a link between the manufacturer and food service distributors like Sysco, which takes the products to the end user like hospitals, restaurants, and schools. General Manager Joe Little has been with Dot Foods for 25 years, only recently settling in Syracuse. He says their model allows them to move products more efficiently than most.
How do you get 5,000 pounds of a particular product from Seattle, Washington? How do you make that available in Syracuse, New York? So there's a lot of stuff that's associated with getting that product there. We have our own warehouses. We have our own trucks. We have our own people, our own drivers, our own trailers, etc. So we're able to control that logistics model.
That model has helped boost the company to number 85 on Forbes' list of America's largest private companies. Little says they're growing at a 6 to 8% clip in Liverpool. 285 employees will move 285 million pounds of groceries this year alone. Little expects more growth thanks to the area's great employee base and educational opportunities.
You can have a great product, you can have a great plan, but if you can't get the people you need to help you execute, then you kind of get stuck. And we don't have that issue here, you know. So while we're able to grow and we're doing the right things there to generate that growth, we're able to sustain it because it's good market, good people, good area. And so everything's coming up roses for us right now. And we like the forecast.
Scott Willis, WAER News.